The fathers of the church have always seen a healing from leprosy as a metaphor for baptism. Take, for example, the Old Testament story in the second book of Kings, chapter 5, about Naaman the Syrian. Naaman was the army commander of the king of Syria, but as valiant as he was a leper. But he hears that he can be cured of his leprosy by going to Israel. So he goes to Israel to be healed of his leprosy, and the prophet Elisha tells Naaman the Syrian to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. And after he washes 7 times in the Jordan River, his flesh, it says, becomes like a child. And he was clean. It was a rebirth, a new beginning, a cleansing for Naaman the Syrian. A healing from leprosy is always a metaphor for baptism. So when Jesus healed the 10 lepers who had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean, unclean," as Jesus approached, by healing them of their leprosy, Jesus was in effect baptizing them, giving them a new birth and a new beginning. And Jesus clearly says that they are now clean and cleansed. But only one of the newly baptized, only one of the clean lepers returned to give thanks. Verse 16 of chapter 17 says, "And he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks." Do you know what the Greek there says in that line? "And he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks." The Greek word for giving thanks says eucharistion. Eucharistion. And that's how we get the English word Eucharist. For Eucharist means to give thanks. And so you can see what is happening in this gospel passage is profound. As the leper is celebrating the Eucharist, there is no little head bow going on here, is there? No, it says he fell on his face before the feet of Jesus. He's down on his knees with his head to the ground, like my good friends, the missionaries of charity, when they genuflect. It isn't just a little simple curtsy. They get down on their knees and their head touches the ground, just as the Bible says. And he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks, celebrating the Eucharist. So what is happening in this gospel passage is profound. You can see that all 10 lepers receive baptism. They are cleansed, but only one comes to Mass. And what happened to Jesus almost 2,000 years ago still happens today. I can't tell you how many people are baptized, but not everybody comes to Mass. I can't tell you how many people want me to baptize their child, but very few of them do we see every single Sunday and holy day of obligation. All 10 lepers received baptism, but only one celebrates the Eucharist. How many people there are who are baptized, and sadly, not everyone returns to Jesus to give him thanks in the way he wants, by coming to Mass, by celebrating the Eucharist. The greatest gift Jesus gives us is the most holy Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Every celebration of the Eucharist is a celebration, by definition, of thanksgiving. What a blessing the Eucharist is. That's why every single solitary day of my priesthood for the past 16 years, I have been offering this ultimate act of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of the Mass. I'm very pleased to tell you, thanks be to God, that this Mass right here is exactly Mass number 8,250. 8,250 times in my priesthood, every single solitary day, I have been celebrating this great act of thanksgiving. Isn't it sad that so many people are cleansed by Jesus, but so few enter into a Eucharistion, into the Eucharist? People say, well, I don't get anything out of the Mass. And I say, but the point is not for you to get anything out of it. The point is for you to give thanks. That's the point. Not for you to receive, but to give thanks to God. And besides, I say, you didn't get anything out of it? How could you not get anything out of God's word? How could you not get anything out of receiving the greatest gift given to us? The Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. For 2,000 years, the Eucharist has been our solemn celebration of thanksgiving. This is clearly what the Bible teaches us. In our communion antiphon today, Psalm 116, how shall I make a return to the Lord for all he has done for me? The chalice of salvation I will take up and call upon the name of the Lord.